Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Intense Israeli bombardments continued in Gaza overnight ahead of a potential ground assault as troops mass at the border. Israel's death toll reached 1,200, with more than 2,700 wounded from the hours-long rampage by Hamas gunmen after they breached the fence around Gaza on Saturday. Palestinian officials said retaliatory strikes on the blockaded enclave have killed 1,055 people and wounded more than 5,000. Israel has also announced a siege of the Strip, cutting its supplies of electricity, fuel and water. The United Nations says more than 260,000 Gaza residents have now been forced from their homes. The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, has described the situation there as catastrophic, with hospitals already overwhelmed by the wounded. Before we came on air, I spoke to Callie Callahan, an MSF emergency nurse manager in Gaza, who says their medical teams are exhausted, working round the clock to treat those injured in the airstrikes.
Airstrikes in the surrounding areas have made it very difficult to maintain communication. But from what we've seen on the ground, we are in a pretty big humanitarian crisis. The hospitals are overwhelmed with injured patients. The ERs are working day and nights, and we have over 263,000 internally displaced people.
And those people who are coming to hospital, what kind of injuries are they presenting with?
We are seeing, from what we understand, predominantly trauma-related injuries. I know from the reports in Al Auda Hospital, they typically do a limb reconstruction surgery, but have shifted gears into war and damage control surgery. We had a patient yesterday, a 13-year-old boy in critical state with a severely second-degree burns for most of his body. They were referred to us from the largest hospital in Gaza as they are currently overwhelmed with patients. When he arrived, he was able to show us a photograph of his destroyed neighborhood. The majority of the injuries we are seeing are related to the airstrikes.
And the conditions in the hospital, the resources that are available to treat the injured, what is the situation there, Callie, in relation to that?
Our teams in the hospitals and hospitals all over Gaza operate in a deficit at baseline because of the 15-year blockade. They have always had difficulty getting necessary medical supplies in and out. But the shortage of fuel and the shortage of medical supplies has turned a current dire situation into a catastrophic one.
And is any medical equipment, medical supplies, drugs, is anything getting through?
We have a two-month stock in our stores. We were able to make several donations, but we have gone through about 3 weeks worth of supplies in 3 days. We're having tremendous difficulty getting anything imported. There is no movement of supplies into this area.
The Israelis, of course, have promised a complete siege of Gaza, no food, no energy, cutting off water supplies. Is that happening? Is that something that has a situation in that regard worsened in recent days?
We are heading into a breaking point when it comes to the shortages based on the cutoffs that have been inflicted upon the Gaza Strip. The largest hospital in Gaza, Al-Shifa Hospital, will run out of fuel within the next 3 days, making it very difficult to treat any patients. We have also transitioned many of our staff to week-on, week-off schedules to conserve fuel for transportation and movements. With the damage to the water supply, we are opening the door to possible waterborne endemic on top of an already struggling healthcare system.
This is obviously a very, very difficult situation to be operating in, Callie. Will MSF hope to remain in Gaza, or at some point will you have to make a decision about whether it's possible to stay on?
I don't really have much of an answer for that right now. Most of the team's focus is on just doing what we can, while we can, where we can. Unfortunately, because of the aerial strikes all over the neighborhoods, it makes moving staff in and out of the hospital very difficult. So in terms of allowing them to get some rest, they are either stuck in the hospital or stuck at home or risking their lives to come in to try and save other people.
And that's Callie Callahan from Médecins Sans Frontières speaking to me from Gaza earlier.